This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Monday's news, and most of the stories we expected to be covering at the beginning of this work week are now on the back burner, at least for a day or two, as Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid tries to engage in a little damage control. That's because over the weekend, some excerpts were released from a new book entitled Game Change, written by two men who closely followed the 2008 presidential campaign. The quote from Harry Reid that's gotten him in quite a bit of hot water and prompted several Senate Republicans to call for his resignation was in reference to why he thought Barack Obama was a viable nationwide presidential candidate. It's because he said Obama was, quote, light-skinned and does not have a Negro dialect unless he wants to have one. Many Republicans have said that's simply beyond the pale and that it shows that Harry Reid is out of touch and cannot serve in a position as distinguished as Senate Majority Leader. Upon realizing the quote had been made public, Senator Reid immediately issued an apology to President Obama and also called several black leaders around the country. Over at the White House, the apology was accepted, and Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says it's time to move on because Harry Reid has a track record that shows he's not a racist.
Senator Reid had called him about these comments that the president called unfortunate, that he's worked with Senator Reid, he knows Senator Reid, the type of values that he has, the agenda that he's pushed in the U.S. Senate, and didn't take offense at them.
But over the weekend, Republican Party Chairman Michael Steele says if a Republican had said what Harry Reid said, there would be huge demand from Democrats for that Republican to resign.
I can assure you that if I had, as national chairman, said that, well, it's all behind us and he's apologized, let's move on, no one would be accepting that. There has to be a consequence here if the standard is the one that was set in 2002 with Trent Lott.
Trent Lott was the Republican Senate Majority Leader from 1996 until early 2003. Lott got in huge trouble in December of 2002 at an event marking the 100th birthday of longtime South Carolina Senator and one-time presidential candidate Strom Thurmond. Here's what Lott said at that event that got him in a whole lot of trouble.
When Strom Thurmond ran for president, we voted for him. We're proud of him. And if the rest of the country had followed our lead, we wouldn't have had all these problems over all these years either.
Thurmond led the Dixiecrat ticket in 1948 that split away from the mainstream Democratic Party, largely along racial issues. The Reverend Al Sharpton, speaking on MSNBC today, says to compare what Reid said to what Senator Lott said is simply not in the same arena.
I think it is insulting to compare what he said to 2002 when Trent Lott talked about how we would have been better having a Dixiecrat who ran on a segregationist platform to be president of the United States. How they could even compare the two is extremely offensive to the intelligence of the American people.
On that same network, Senator John Cornyn, Republican of Texas, says there's clearly a double standard in how these various comments are being reacted to. He actually thinks the Reid comments are worse, but he says Reid needs to go because he's demonstrated a complete lack of judgment over recent months, and this is just the latest straw.
Trent Lott resigned. Harry Reid should resign. And I think it's not just limited to this racially insensitive comment. It is about a series of bad judgment that is reflecting itself in the public opinion polls in Nevada, which make him an endangered incumbent in the upcoming election. I think it's just part of that overall picture.
As for Harry Reid, he finally broke his public silence after all those private apologies over the weekend. Speaking with quite a bit of background noise at an airport in Nevada, Senator Reid says he should have chosen his words better, but he's ready to move on. There's a whole lot of work to do, and he says he's already had a great working relationship with this president.
We have a lot to do. I've spent over the last couple of weeks hours on the telephone with President Evans working through health care. I spent a long time with him yesterday. We continue to do this. We have a lot of work to do. I continue to do my very best for the people of state of Nevada in this country.
Reid also says he'd like to reiterate the fact that he was one of the first people on Capitol Hill to suggest to Barack Obama that he should make a presidential run in 2008.
I can still remember the meeting that took place in my office with Senator Barack Obama, telling him that I think he'll be elected president.
You heard Reid say just a moment ago that he's had a great working relationship with the White House on the health care agenda, and it's something that needs to be finished. But one of the moderate Republicans that has actually been in favor of the Democratic approach to health care reform is now withdrawing that support. He's not in Congress. It's California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is fed up with the way that some of these sweetheart deals have been cut in order to get enough senators on board to move this legislation forward. Schwarzenegger is especially furious with what's known as the Cornhusker kickback, in which Nebraska Senator Ben Nelson was able to secure federal coverage of all Medicaid bills in perpetuity.
I'm holding out my vote unless I get some extra kind of benefits here. I mean, if you do that in Sacramento, you know, you'll be sued. It is illegal to do that, to buy votes.
And another health care note, the House and Senate still needing to get together. There will not be a formal conference process, as we reported last week. But one thing we are hearing is that President Obama would like the House to accept the Senate's version of the taxing scheme here. And that would mean much higher rates on the so-called Cadillac plans. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is apparently very cold to that idea, suggesting through her staff to reporters that that would be a clear violation of Obama's promise not to tax folks making less than $250,000 a year. And finally, in the sporting world, it took a while, but former St. Louis Cardinals and Oakland A's slugger Mark McGwire has admitted to using steroids several different times throughout his storied career. McGwire releasing a lengthy statement that says now that he's become the hitting coach for the St. Louis Cardinals, it's time to come clean. McGwire really took a dive in public opinion when he refused to say before a congressional committee in 2005 whether or not he had ever used performance-enhancing drugs. McGwire says he first used steroids very briefly in the 1989-90 season, and then several times during seasons in which he was injured and trying to recover more quickly, such as 1993, as well as some other years in the mid-90s. He says he did, in fact, use steroids in the 1998 season, in which he eclipsed Roger Maris's record for home runs in a single season. McGwire also says, though, that he's not sure that the steroids made that huge of a difference. He says, quote, "I'm sure people will wonder if I could have hit all those home runs had I never taken steroids. I had good years when I didn't take any, and I had bad years when I didn't take any. I had good years when I took steroids, and I had bad years when I took steroids. But no matter what, I shouldn't have done it, and for that, I'm truly sorry." On the interview front today, dateline.radioamerica.org and worldnetdaily.com, you can hear my conversation with Rich Galen, former press secretary for Senator and eventually Vice President Dan Quayle, as well as former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Rich talks about the impact the Harry Reid controversy will have on his ability to remain as leader, as well as its impact on his already dreary reelection hopes out there in Nevada. We'll also get reaction from Bob Parks of Project 21, the Coalition of Black Conservatives, and the founder of the website blackandright.com. He says Democrats will not abandon their leader, and he doesn't suspect that African Americans will abandon the Democratic Party either. And what may be some controversial comments, Mr. Parks says that blacks enjoy being victims, and they like being taken care of by the government, and that's why they'll keep voting for the Democrats. Also, my conversation with University of Virginia professor Larry Sabato about the Democrats lowering their expectations for the 2010 midterms, whether we'll see more retirements from Democratic or even Republican incumbents, and why the most important races of the year may actually be at the state level. All of that at worldnetdaily.com, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.